Don't eat the dirt, just to go. All right, hey, y'all, get back in line. Get back in line. Okay. Hey, we're gonna scoot over. Let's scoot over. Scoot over, Trevor. Right here by this post. There we go. Yeah, it's dark and pretty bad.
Hey, afternoon here in downtown Memphis, Tennessee. It's Scooby-Doo Day and Bark in the Park here at AutoZone Park as we get you set for Game 5 of a six-game series between the Memphis Redbirds and the first-place Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Hello, everybody. Alex Coyer with you here on Bally Sports Live. Glad you could join us for baseball here on this Saturday afternoon. Memphis took the first two games of this six-game series. Jacksonville, the most recent two. Redbirds or Jumbo Shrimp would have to win the next two games to claim the series. If they split, it is a split on the week. The Redbirds have not beaten Jacksonville in a series in their history against one another. The Jumbo Shrimp 9-0-2 in 11 series against Memphis. Leopards will hand the baseball to Ian Bedell to try to right the ship after their second consecutive loss last night. He's 0-1 with a 7.71 ERA. More on him when he takes the mound. Let's start with some lineups, and always, as always, begin with the visiting Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Leading off in center field, it's Jacob Marcy. Maximo Acosta, the shortstop, bat second. Troy Johnston, a home run to left field last night. He's in left field today, batting third. Davis and De Los Santos at third base. He's the cleanup batter. Heriberto Hernandez, the designated hitter, bats fifth. The catcher today is Brian Navarrete in the sixth spot. Jacob Berry plays first. He is batting seventh. Andrew Pintar in right in the eighth spot. And Jack Winkler, the nine-hole man, plays second base. On the mound for the Jumbo Shrimp is right-handed pitching Adam Mazur. He is 1-1 with a fantastic 1.26 ERA. He has not allowed a run in his last two starts. Starting lineup for the Memphis Redbirds, Mason Wynn, the Major League Rehabbing shortstop, leads things off. He'll be in there as the DH this afternoon. In left field, it's Matt Kuperniak. He bats second. Jose Fermin, the third baseman, bats third. Jimmy Crooks back behind the plate and will do the cleanup batting. Jose Barrero, the shortstop, bats fifth. Michael Hellman, sixth in center. Cesar Prieto, the second baseman, bats seventh. First base today is Gavin Collins. He bats eighth. And Brian Torres with a home run last night. He's in right field and bats ninth. On the mound, you see him right there wearing that Scooby-Doo jersey. Ian Bedell, 0-1 with a 7.17 ERA. 9 1/3 innings pitched so far in 3 strikes. He makes his fourth of the season and second at AutoZone Park right here today. Bedell made 2 starts last week against the Nashville Sounds, a Tuesday-Sunday portion of that series. Bedell did not factor in a decision in the series finale. He allowed 1 run on 2 hits in 4 innings, by far his best mark on the season. He left when the Redbirds had a 2-1 lead. Hazy afternoon here in Memphis. Wind still whipping around as it has for the majority of this series. Currently blowing straight out to center field. The Redbirds come into this ballgame 9-8 on the season, 6-2 here at AutoZone Park. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp at 14-5. They're in first place in the International League. They are 4-3 on the road this season. Our umpiring crew, 3 in Game 5 of this 6-game series. They've made 1 full revolution around. They start another here. Jacob Metz has balls and strikes for the second time this week. Jeremy Riggs down the line at third. Louis Krupa at second base. And Steve Hodgins down the line at first. Redbirds and Jumbo Shrimp. Game 5 of a 6-game set. First of 3 series they will play against one another this season. Only time here at AutoZone Park. Left-handed hitting Jacob Marcy steps into the left-handed batter's box. Right-handed pitching Ian Bedell gets ready to walk up the back of the mound. Home play umpire Jacob Metz will soon issue the ready for play. Just in the field from the pregame festivities on a fantastic Saturday afternoon. Scooby-Doo Day, Bark in the Park. Well, to set up Easter weekend, a 105 series finale tomorrow afternoon. Jacob Metz signals that ready for play. We are set for baseball on a Saturday afternoon in downtown Memphis. First pitch swinging, skied shallow left center. Matt Kuperniak calls everybody off. He's there to make the catch. 1 pitch and 1 out for Ian Bedell in start number 4. Ian made his first start of the season here at home back on April 1st. The home opener allowed 5 runs in an inning and 2/3. Got a no decision, a Redbirds 13-7 win. He left with the game tied at 5. Pitch to Acosta is a bit upstairs, a fastball at 92. four-seam slider, cutter, and changeup for the right-handed pitcher. Last time out against Nashville, again facing them for the second time in a week, he used a lot more fastballs than usual. It's almost exclusively that pitch. It's up and away, 2-1. On the season, it's been about 50-50 fastball or not. Loves that pitch to get ahead to righties and uses the slider to get in the zone there. It's 2-2. Jacksonville has hit a home run in every game in this series. Costa calls time. Costa has won. That was back on Thursday night. Jacksonville has hit a home run in 9 consecutive games. Here's the 2-2 pitch outside, a full count. Line drive left. Kaepernick took a step in. He'll sprint back. He'll reach up and make that catch. Back-to-back flies to the left fielder. 2 away. And in steps Troy Johnston. Johnston, the only man in the lineup this afternoon to have faced Ian Bedell in his career. 0-for-3 in total.
Get over. He will, Brian.
Redbird's happy to see him with nobody on. He takes one just below the knees, maybe inside as well, a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Johnston hitting .231 on the season, but his career numbers against Memphis are pretty intense. OPS right at 1,000. He's played a sample size that has over 100 at-bats against Memphis in his career. Takes a breaking ball on the corner. 2-1. He has 19 extra base hits. As many extra base hits as strikeouts against Memphis pitching. It is 5th home run in his career against the Redbirds in the second inning of last night's game against Crucefo. The feet out of the way of that pitch. It's 3 balls and a strike on the left-handed hitting left fielder. Takes one upstairs. It's ball 4, a 2-out walk for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp for Space Runner today. There's Davison De Los Santos. He'll play third this afternoon. First time not at first base or in the DH spot this week. Had a half day off yesterday. 1-for-3 with a double and a walk. Jacksonville 4-3 victory. Jumbo Shrimp have taken the lead first in all 4 previous games. Slider missed just away. Jacob Metz is a bit down as well. Johnston held on at first by Gavin Collins, a bouncing lead. Put away. Offensive alignment behind Bedell. Kaepernick made 2 outs and left. Michael Hellman in center. Brian Torres out and right. Third to first on the infield for Mean, Barrero, Prieto, and Collins, with Jimmy Crooks catching the right-hander Bedell. Here's a 2-1. Slider just missed in. Bedell not missing by a ton right now. Just off the edges of the plate. Jacksonville has been patient against him. Yep.
back it down. 2 days. Huh?
3-1 pitch to De Los Santos. Swings and misses on a good cutter. Pitch to show there, and it shows the confidence that Bedell has in that cutter to throw it in the 3-1 count after a two-out walk. Especially with how much he loves to toss the fastball to righties. Austin takes off on the 3-2. It's fouled away, and we'll do it again with two out. In total at Nashville last week, 3 runs allowed on 8 hits, 7 2/3 innings pitched. A good stretch for Bedell. He tries to keep it rolling with a scoreless first. His 3-2 pitch with a runner at first. It's fouled straight back. A fastball at 93. Twentieth pitch of the first inning for Ian Bedell. Good plate appearance here for De Los Santos. Spoils the slider. Force Bedell to throw an eighth pitch of the plate appearance. Three fastballs. Four sliders. That one on the ground towards short, it's Barrero. He'll have to throw to first, and a strike to Gavin Collins. Ian Bedell works around a two-out walk. Scoreless first inning for the right-hander. Mason Wynn, the rehabbing designated hitter, leads us off when we come back. Mason Wynn steps into the right-hand batter's box. Designated hitter making his second rehab start of this rehab assignment. Working back from back spasms. And unloads into one deep to left. And it is gone. One pitch for Mason Wynn. He circles the pillow. Something we were used to seeing so much back in 2023, playing ping pong with the berm in left. Mason Wynn with another home run against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. He unloaded against Jacksonville pitching that season. Now 6 home runs in 19 games played against the AAA affiliate of the Marlins. And it's 1-0 Redbirds. That'll make the pack feel much better than the 0-3 with 3 Ks from yesterday's game. Just needed to see one. Four-seam fastball, and it drove out to left. 372 feet. And the StatCast system says he didn't even barrel it up. Swing and miss for strike three. Good bounce back for Adam Mazur, the right-handed starter for Jacksonville. Here's Jose for me. Remain 0-2 lifetime with a strikeout against Mazur in his first full season in the Miami Marlins organization. Got him in a trade last year from San Diego. Bouncer right through the glove of Mazur. He'll pick it up behind the mound. Soft toss to first to Jacob Berry. Two down in the first. Defensive alignment behind Mazur. Johnston in left. Marcy in center. Pintar in right. Third to first on the infield, it's De Los Santos, Acosta, Winkler, and Berry with Brian Navarrete catching Mazur. Navarrete catching for Jacksonville has been a good sign for them this year. They are a perfect 6-0 with him behind the dish. Line drive, base hit. Something telling me that the scouting report and the plan of attack for Memphis is to swing early, attack the fastball. As Mazur throws a slider almost 70% of the time based on handedness. Here's Jose Barrero. Redbird shortstop has faced Mazur once. He walked in that plate appearance. That's upstairs. Of course, these two teams share a spring training facility as well, so they play a handful of times against one another during spring, and there's even further history between a lot of these batters and Mazur. It's fouled away. Mazur against right-handed hitting this season, 71% slider. It's one of his five-pitch mix. Here's his 1-1 pitch with Crooks at first, inside corner. Slider, four-seam, curveball, change, and sinker. One-two on Barrero. Here it comes, outside. Jose doubled in his first plate appearance yesterday. It was after Jimmy Crook's two-out single. See if he can do it again. That's up and in. He's worked a full count. Jose has a very good eye at the plate. He's had good command of the zone. 3-2. Line shot. That's another base hit. Three hits for Memphis in this first inning. First and second for Michael Hellman with two away. Hellman an 0-4, but didn't score a run yesterday after he reached on a fielder's choice. Right. 2-0. Hellman back in center field. He played there yesterday. That's 2-1 in front of him. Pair of two-out singles. Pop fly, falling quickly, and foul down the right field line. That one would have played it at least one, maybe a second, as Guerrero was flying around third. Good jump as runners taking off on contact with two outs. 2-1 count on Hellman. Takes one low and away, 3-1. Redbirds can load the bases on a walk here for Cesar Prieto, who's on deck. Came off the bench yesterday for a base hit, did Cesar. Here's a 3-1. That's in there, full count.
Inside move. Inside move.
Crooks at second, Barrero at first. Got pitch from Mazur to Hellman, who pops it up first base side. Barry didn't give chase. That was a little close to just watch go over. Was out of play anyway. Full count pitch. Swing and miss. Strike three. Mazur comes back to get Hellman, but he allows a solo home run to lead off the first. Mason Wynn with his first home run of a rehab assignment on the first pitch of an inning. After one, it's Memphis 1, Jacksonville nothing.
Okay. Hey, team up, boys. Here we go. And Bedell can pitch with a lead here in the top of the second inning. A Mason Wynn solo home run. First pitch swinging and lined left off the bat of Heriberto Hernandez. Aggressive turnaround first, but he'll stop there with a single. First pitch the designated hitter sees into left. Here's Brian Navarrete. Yeah.
Outside, mentioned earlier, Jacksonville, an undefeated 6-0, and Navarrete plays catcher spot. It's the best of anybody at one position for an undefeated start for the Jumbo Shrimp. And they're off to a fantastic start overall. They won that 8 in a row coming into the series before the Redbirds took the first two games. Okay. 14-15 overall and in first place of the International League. Been led by their pitching. Not allowed more than 6 earned runs in a single game this season. 2-1. Fly ball, shallow right center. He's going to take charge. It'll be the center fielder, Michael Hammond, to make the first out of the second. Here's Jacob Berry. Barry from Queen Creek, Arizona. Throws one deep to right, but it's playable for Torres. As he gets close to the line, he makes the catch. Two quick outs after the leadoff base hit. Here's Andrew Pintar with a runner at first. Pintar out of BYU. Spanish Fork, Utah native, acquired in the trade with the Diamondbacks last year. Swing and miss, breaking pitch. Been traded a couple times now. Oh, 1-2. No working ahead after a 21 pitch first inning. He has a chance to get out of the second with fewer than 10. Runner at first, the leadoff base hit, the first hit for Jacksonville today. Stopped by Crux to hold Hernandez. First action at AAA in the career for Pintar. Start this season. He's alive there. Been an okay start for him. Swing and miss, strike three, good breaking ball there, a slider to get the first strikeout for Ian Bedell. Redbirds lead 1-0, bottom two up next. I'm going to go to the next one. Memphis in front, 1-0. Bottom two, bottom third of the order. Cesar Prieto leads it off. Check swings and holds back on the first pitch. Jeremy Riggs, third base umpire, waves safe. Memphis in front on a Mason Wynn solo home run out to left. Prieto puts one down. Can he get some spin? And Los Santos picks it up and tosses it to the third base dugout. Seems we're having a pretty solid series this week, trying to break out of a mini slump. Rolls one on the ground to the second baseman, Jack Winkler. He tosses to first in time for the out. Adam Mazur, the right-hander from Woodbury, Minnesota. Same hometown as Max Meyer. In fact, they were high school teammates. Now they're organization mates, and if Mazur can get up to the big club at the same time as Max, he'll be big league teammates. And there's a strike. Mazur, a slightly different build, much more length to him. But Meyer, a guy that was really known for his spin rate coming up through the ranks. Members have seen him a handful of times here at AutoZone Park. Now it's Mazur's turn here at AAA. 0-2 count on Gavin Collins, who's 2-for-2 lifetime with a couple doubles against Mazur. He fouls it back on a slider. Mazur started at South Dakota State, then transferred to Iowa, ultimately won a Big Ten Pitcher of the Year award. This is just his third pro season. He made his debut last year for San Diego. That one bounces back. 1-2 on Redbird first baseman. Here's that 1-2 pitch. Makes that one off. Gavin, 2 of his last 22. Trying to fight through it. 1-2 pitch. Puts that one in the air to right center field. Marcy will have a chance on it. He'll drift over and make the play. 2 outs in the second. Already on for Brian Torres. Torres with a long home run to right yesterday. It was his lone hit in a 1-for-4. That was out of the 2 spot. Second home run of the year. They drop him down to the 9 hole here today. tries to get on in front of Mason Wynn. It's on deck, who homered in his last at bat. Fly ball left, pretty deep. Johnston back, drifting the warning track and makes a catch. Redbirds go 1-2-3 in the second. They still lead 1-0 after two here in downtown Memphis. And Vanell scoreless through two. They'll face 9-1 and 2 here in the third. Birds in front. 1-0 on Scooby-Doo Day here at the ballpark. Jerseys Redbirds are wearing right now with that Scooby-Doo theme will be auctioned off during the game. On the ground. Barrero back in and a 3-6. Fermin almost cut it off. It got through, and Barrero just kind of stuck the glove out and very calmly threw against his body. Almost like he was doing a crossover between the legs a little bit there. One down here in the third. On the ground, another chance for him. This one much more conventional. Throws on the run. Two up and two down in the third inning. Jacksonville with two base runners first time through. A two-on walk to Troy Johnston. A leadoff single in the second inning from Heriberto Hernandez. But neither of those guys advanced further than first base. Against Bedell. Strike to Acosta. Maximil fly it to left. Back of the first inning. Swing and miss. But now with one strikeout, it was to end the second inning. See if he could end the third the same way and retire his sixth straight. Bouncing ball off the mound, a backhand from Prieto fades in the throw. Good stretch, they got him. How about the defense from Memphis in that third? The middle infield flashing leather. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Top of the order for the Memphis Redbirds. Bottom of the third inning here in Memphis. Mason Wynn back at the plate. He's seen one pitch. And that one pitch ended up on the bluff in left field. That's the difference in the ball game. One of three hits for Memphis in that first inning. Let's see what Mason does here. Takes the first pitch, a slider on the inside corner, a strike. Slow it away, back-to-back sliders. He threw him a fastball. Tried to get his outing started, but Mazur couldn't get that fastball in. Here's the 1-1. Mason pops it up and out of play. Mentioned earlier, win 0-3 with three strikeouts at the plate in his first rehab start yesterday. Also had an error at short. 1-2. He should have to flick that one away and spoil it. Until just outside. Went sinker. 96. After four straight sliders to start the plate appearance. We know he loves that pitch. Again, 70% to righties. There was another. It misses low and away. Wynn has worked a full count. Brittle. Fly ball left field again. Did he do it again? Back-to-back-to-back with hands to left for Mason Wynn. It's 2-0. The slide in the zone. And another souvenir for the inflatable. There's Matt Kaepernick. Fly ball towards center, playable for Marcy. Kaepernick tags one, but it's out number one of the third. A home run for Wynn. 383 feet out to left. Just a bit further than his first. Thank you. I'll put it in. Statcast approved of that barrel this time. So it was one on for me, and he bounced back to the pitcher Mazur's last time. Two. On the ground right side, Winkler a chance. He'll throw for the outfield grass and retire for me. Mazur bounces back in a similar way from the home run in the first inning to this homer in the third. And he allowed a two-out single from Crooks in that first. Let's see if Jimmy can do it again. Brooks and Barrero, two-out singles in that frame. So good miss, 2-2. Two strikeouts for Mazur, both came in that first. Brooks will use his timeout, readjust the elbow guard. The key, though, for Jacksonville and Mazur is that these homers are just solo shots. It's still just a 2-0 game. So he missed strike three. That's his third strikeout. Mason Wynn has done it again. Another solo shot, this time on a slider below the zone. It's 2-0 Memphis as we head to the fourth. And Vidal now has a 2-0 lead. He works in the fourth inning of his fourth start of the season. He's retired six straight since a leadoff single in the second. So now just two base runners, one walk, and one hit. The walk to Troy Johnston. He steps in now and swings over top of a cutter. Line shot. That's at least a base hit. Johnston might try to turn it to two. Big turnaround first, but Hellman fields cleanly, rather. Johnston aboard for the second time. Again, he just rakes against Memphis pitching. With his two times on base today, he's now in 105 at-bats. A 350, 400, 700 batter on the slash line against the Redbirds. Five homers and 20 runs batted in. He runs at first with nobody out. Here's De Los Santos, who rounded to short to end the first. That's popped up on a play. Davis and Edel Santos was a menace in the Texas League last year when he played for the Amarillo Sod Poodles and the Diamondbacks organization. Slowing away. Really known for his power. And he hasn't shown that just yet this year. No homers. Does have seven runs batted in. A solid 262 average. To tilt. He's worked a lot of counts. First plate appearance was a 10-pitch ground out to short. He's working on a 2-2 count here. Runner takes off. Oh, that is good. Struck by Prieto. Jimmy Crooks thought he had a man caught stealing. Instead, it's a runner in scoring position and a full count. Jacksonville extends their league lead in steals. At their 49th of the season. As a team, they've been caught just six times all year, too, so they've been efficient with it. On the ground toward third, for being a long throw, Johnson going to get to third base. Confident base running from the runner at second, so runner at third now, with one away. Here's Heriberto Hernandez. He singled. Start the second inning. One of the two hits. The other one runs at third in Johnston right now. That's full, just foul. Move from Jeremy Riggs, third base umpire, to get out of the way. Fly ball deep center field, sprinting back goes Hellman. He's at the wall. Just sneaks out of here. It's a game-tying home run for Hernandez. It's his fourth on this season. Deepest part of the yard, 413 feet, but that's 412. It might hit the top of the wall. A line shot. It got out of here in 4.5 seconds. Slider and Splash. He's taking advantage of favorable afternoon to put the ball in the air. Third home run in the game. Supplied all four runs. And is 2 for 2. It brings home 2. It's his second home run of the series. That pushes the home run streak for Jacksonville to 10 games. Breaking balls inside. Rio Cana Navarrete. Bird's bullpen will start to stretch in left center field as Bedell reaches 53 pitches. Good spot with that one. Most this season, 71. That was two Tuesdays ago in Nashville. On the ground toward third for Mean. Sign on throw on the run. 2 down. Here's Jacob Berry. Find it right on one pitch. Berry, a former first-round pick. It was back in 2022 out of LSU. He did start his career at the University of Arizona. Followed his head coach, Jay Johnson, over from U of A to LSU. Here's 0-1. Stops in. Hit 370 in his last year at LSU. Fly ball left field line. Off the screen. Growing up in Arizona and going to the University of Arizona, him transferring to LSU wasn't without any Louisiana connections for him. His dad, Perry Berry, was drafted by the Astros in 1990 out of Louisiana Lafayette. 1-2. Tapper off the end of the bat. You have to wait for this one to squib foul. Brooks just picks it up fair. And an infield swinging bunt single for Jacob Berry. A perfect changeup that almost bounced in. Berry effectively plays cricket with it. Here's pin time. Only strikeout victim for Bedell so far this afternoon. Line shot that falls into center field. A base hit. Berry holds up at second. First and second. With 2 outs and the 9-hole hitting Jack Winkler coming to the plate. Winkler grounded to short. That was the great play from Jose Barrero. Deep in the hole. Swing and miss. Good slider there. Had him way out in front. Jacksonville has tied the game in this fourth inning. A two-run homer to center. Swing and miss. 0-2 count. Trying to take the lead with a further rally. They've had back-to-back singles with 2 away. Now trying to put an end to it. Here's 0-2. Swing and miss. Just tripled up with slider and gets Winkler. Brand new ball game, a two-run home run from Heriberto Hernandez. Bottom of the fourth, up next, we're tied at two. Elevate your Easter with our all-you-could-eat brunch buffet featuring favorites like biscuits and gravy, pit smoked ham, and a waffle and pancake bar. The special ticket also includes bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys, plus kids can play catch on the field from noon to 12:30. Get your tickets by scanning the QR code on your screen or by visiting memphisredbirds.com/tickets. That's for tomorrow. Brunch starts at 10:30. First pitch for baseball at 1:05. Series finale between these two. Jose Barrero at the plate. 2-0 count on him. A single with two outs in the first inning. Bats after Jacksonville tied the game on a two-run home run in the top half. Heriberto Hernandez, his fourth home run of the season and second of the week. Three-one count. Barrero, Hellman, and Prieto in this fourth. Barrero will challenge that pitch. He thinks it's ball four. There's a changeup just in. It should stand. It looked like it was right at the knees and right on that inside corner. As indeed his track, a full count. Line shot, left center, a base hit. Sliding stop from Johnston. Barrero still going to try for two. The tag has him by a mile. Great effort in left center field from Troy Johnston to slide to pick that up and get the footing to get it in time. Jose with the speed trying to force the issue. He has his second single, but he's out trying to make it a double. Nobody on with one away for Michael Hellman. Right. Hellman struck out swinging to end the first inning. One of three strikeouts for Adam Mazur. Landing a sinker at 95.
Hellman.
Edwards have had some hard contact against Mazur today. All of their hits with exit velocities of 90-plus. Of course, the two homers from Wynn. Two singles from Crooks and Barrero in that first as well. And a line drive base hit to right for Michael Hellman. How about 106 off the bat? Back-to-back singles to start the fourth. Just one on, though. Look for the outfield assist. Here's Cesar Prieto. He bounced to second in his first plate appearance. Cesar came into the day 4-for-11 on the series. A very nice bounce back for him after 2-for-17 last week at Nashville. Hussies. He's been an extreme reverse splits guy to start the season, not seeing righties very well. He's now 8-for-42 against right-handed pitching. He's 5-for-12 against lefties. Of course, the sample sizes at this time of year don't really tell a full story, but an interesting trend to start the year at least as he bounces one toward first. Perry steps on the bag, throw to second is late. Would have had to tack him. Runner in scoring position with two away for Gavin Collins. Collins will fly to deep center in the second inning. Here comes a mound visit from Jacksonville. Their pitching coach, Rob Marcello Jr., in his first year for the Jumbo Shrimp. Redbirds fans with two great ways to win millions. Hurry into any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play Powerball and Mega Millions. Powerball drawings out every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Mega Millions every Tuesday and Friday. So step up to the plate and play today. Head over to tnlottery.com. So Powerball drawing today on this Saturday afternoon. Quick mound visit. Now here's the pitch to Gavin Collins with the runner at second. In there. Gavin 3-for-9 this year with runners in scoring position. Swing and miss. Good slider. Out. Oh, 2-2 away. Game tied at 2. Runner at second. Upstairs and away. Gavin in his second season in the Cardinals system. Hits one hard, but on the ground. Shortstop Acosta throws across in time to get him. Redbirds strand a couple of base hits. They strand a runner at second. We're tied at 2-for-4 in downtown Memphis. I'm Fifth inning of work for right-handed starter Ian Bedell. He's allowed two runs. Both came on a two-run home run in the fourth inning. Now faces the top of the order for a third time. A right-hander is tossing in the left center field bullpen for Memphis. Looks like Curtis Taylor, Jacob Marcy, Maximo Acosta, and Troy Johnston do up here. See if this one stays in play. Will not. Almost a dog toy. First time the furry friend's at the ballpark on this Park in the Park day. Scooby-Doo the theme. See you on the jerseys. Good pitch. Cutter on the corner. Nothing at two. Bedell in Major League spring training for the first time in his career this spring. Former fourth round pick back in 2020. Made nine starts with Memphis last year. That was his first career action at AAA. Had some mixed results. Totally. ERA at 5.02 as that one's in the air. Deep to right center field. Torres back. He'll look up and can't play it off the wall because it's gone. Jacob Marcy, his second home run of the season. Jacksonville has come from two down to up one on homers. Had a changeup. That one 2 inches below the strike zone, and Marcy found a way to get the barrel of the bat on it. 390 feet, and another one that got out in a hurry. Oh. 3-2 score. Jacksonville's got a really good team. And as long as they don't beat themselves like they did in a way in the first two games, so hard to beat, especially with the way their pitching staff is rolling right now. You've only allowed more than 5 earned runs in a game once all season. Your offense doesn't have to do a ton. They've done plenty. One 2 pitch to Acosta. He flies one to right center field. Michael Hellman has a beat on this one. It's a catch in the alley. In steps Troy Johnston. He walked and singled. Stole a base and scored a run after he led off last inning with a base hit. Add that note, the Jacksonville pitching staff has an ERA under 3 this year. Their starters are at 3.03. Their relievers are at 2.28. entering this game. They don't really walk people. They don't overload you with strikeouts either. They just are consistent to start this season. 1-2 count. When you have a staff that does that and can allow an offense to settle into a season and allow each guy to find their swing and look up and in game 20, you're 14-5 coming into it with first place in the league, then you can start to run. Strike three called. It's on the corners. Third strikeout for Ian Bedell. Two outs here in the fifth. Good response from him after the home run. And Johnson will make the walk out to the mound and take his starter out of the game. Brings in a right-hander to face Davison De Los Santos. Ian Bedell, all things considered, you take out the two homers, a very good outing. He leaves after 4 2/3 and 3 earned allowed. We'll tell you more about Curtis Taylor when we come back. You're watching Redbirds Baseball on Valley Sports Live. Right-handed reliever Curtis Taylor on, trying to get the final out of this top of the fifth. Davison De Los Santos at the plate. The cleanup hitter for Jacksonville. Jumbo Shrimp have taken their first lead of the game. A solo home run from Jacob Marcy to lead off this fifth. Second home run allowed by Redbird starter Ian Bedell. Breaking ball misses up and in, a slider at 83. Taylor worked a very strong three innings earlier in this series. In the opener, big hack at a miss. On one run on three hits, didn't walk anybody and struck out one. Canadian right-hander. He's bounced around a number of teams and leagues. Has his opportunity this year with St. Louis. Swing and miss, 2-2. De Los Santos 0-2 against Bedell. He grounded to the left side of the infield each once. 2-2 pitch from Taylor. Popped up. Evan Collins staying in fair territory. Makes the catch to end the inning. Curtis Taylor comes in. Gets the man he was asked to get. Halfway through the ball game at AutoZone Park, Jacksonville leads from the home run from Marcy. Spend your Easter Sunday at the ballpark. The first 500 kids will receive an Easter basket, and kids 12 and under will enjoy free ice cream courtesy of Prairie Farms. Throw the inflatables in the kids' zone, a visit from the Easter Bunny, and post-game activities, including kids run the bases, and an Easter egg hunt for kids 12 and under. That's tomorrow afternoon. First pitch at 105. Get your tickets by scanning that QR code or by visiting memphisredbirds.com/tickets. Over 4,000 eggs spread throughout the outfield after the game. Ryan Torres leads off the fifth inning for Memphis, 9-1 and 2. Torres wrapping up the second time through the order for Adam Mazur. Nobody throwing in the bullpen. We get another chance against Mason Wynn, who's on deck. Andrew the Rehabber is homered at each at bat. Torres flying to left to end the second inning. He hit his second home run yesterday and is well ahead 3-1. Fly ball left. Troy Johnson makes the catch. One down in the Redbirds' fifth. Here's Mason Wynn. Mason hunted first pitch fastball in his first plate appearance. Hit it to left field and over the wall. Had to work for his home run the second time. Got a slider that he ultimately blasted to make it 2-0. See if he can tie the game with his third in as many at-bats. Inside, a fastball at 95. This is not giving any more space. Right on the plate in that right-hand batter's box. That's upstairs, 2-0. Is there working almost as far as you can get to that third base side of the rubber. Tried to make it 3-for-3 with three homers. A slider, he comes up empty, 2-1. That one was registered as a changeup at 94. So much spin it had. Here's a 2-2. He gets out of the way. Curveball that time. Mazur kind of flexing his hand after that pitch. 3-2. Swing and miss. Strike three. Threw him the same curveball and got him to unload through it. Mazur wins the battle this time. His fourth strikeout. 2 away in this fifth inning. Jacksonville trainer is on the top step of the dugout. They're going to go look at him. Yeah, he's after that curveball that Mason had to duck out of the way of, he was flexing that hand. Didn't look comfortable. And threw another one. It's not a good sign. They're just looking at the hand, though. I think he was saying just kind of slipped out of my hands. Keep an eye on that. Here's Matt Kuperniak with nobody on him, 2 away. Bouncing ball toward the third baseman, De Los Santos, who cuts it off and throws out Kuperniak to end the fifth. 1-2-3 frame for Adam Mazur. And to the sixth inning, it's 3-2 Jacksonville. Curtis Taylor got the final out of the top of the fifth. He'll work here in the sixth inning. Roberto Hernandez steps in 2-for-2 against Bedell, including the game-tying two-run home run in the fourth inning. His second home run of the week, his fourth home run of the season. Brings the RBI total on the early year to 8. Fly ball crush, deep left field, hooking, thankfully, far foul. .384 for strike one. Okay. Good spot for a slider, 1-2. Taylor, originally a fourth-round pick from the Diamondbacks. It's 1-2 pitch and skips in. Back in 2016, then was traded in the offseason following the 2017 season for Brad Boxberger. He was with the Rays for a couple of years, and Blue Jays got him in another trade. Triple-A phase of the Rule 5 to the Washington Nationals. Minor league free agent with the Cubs. Minor league free agent with the Twins. And then last year in the Mexican League, had a number of spots. Full count pitch to Hernandez just outside. It's ball four. Jacksonville designated hitter on for the third time in three plate appearances. Alvarado 0-2. Takes a strike. Dancing lead at first for Heriberto Hernandez. If he tries to take off. Next one will be the 50th stolen base of the year for the Jumbo Shrimp. He's trying to time it up. Will appeal. He did go, says Steve Hodgins, first base umpire. Hernandez has not stolen a base this season. Not even attempted one. On pause, they'll check on the runner at first. And is back with a dive. A little prancing there. Taylor gets the sign from Collins on the pitch count. Here's his 0-2. Inside. Alvarado against Padel, a fly ball to center in the second inning, and a ground ball to third in the fourth. Bats with a runner on and nobody out in this sixth. Takes off this time, swing and miss. That's going to be interference as Alvarado came across on the throw from Jimmy Crooks. And it's going to be a double play. Batter interference on the strikeout, and that erases the leadoff walk. There's Jacob Berry. Saw that earlier in the week, but the Jacksonville catcher at the time did not throw the ball. You have to attempt to make the throw to get that call. Crooks, of course, did, as there's a line drive to right. Torres, a looping route, makes the catch and ends the inning. Redbirds helped out on a swinging miss blunder from Brian Alvarado. Turns into a double play and brings the score to sixth. Bottom six up next. Redbirds chase it once. It's not a
sandwich challenge is presented by Pitt Space. Whoever is going to be the tightest peanut butter and jelly sandwich is going to be your winner. Are you ready? My turn. Is that just put that on your friends.
It's in the box in the head of the seven things in the arm of Scooby New Chelsea.
Oh.
Part of the order for Memphis, bottom of the sixth. They trail 3-2. The pitcher on here is Austin Roberts, comes on. As if Fermin takes one load away, did square around, pulled it back. And Los Santos came charging in from a deep hole at three. Edwards with a right-hander tossing in the bullpen. Before the seventh inning. Breaking ball's in there. One ball and one strike. Bouncing ball. Oh, my goodness. Almost made a great play. Just throw Drew Berry off the bag. Acosta it. The effort, but it's going to be a leadoff single for Memphis. Good effort to get to that one, but with Fermin running, didn't have a chance to set the feed. He may have had a little bit more time than he thought, but it had to have been a perfect throw. And runner on in front of Crooks. Sprinting in is Johnson, left fielder, and first fair. That one hit the ground. Fermin's going to go back to first. He's going to have to run to second. That hit the ground. That definitely hit the ground and left. Jacob Metz called him out. Let's see. I was convinced that hit the ground. Good sell job. Yeah, that hit the ground. Should be a base hit. They're going to stick with the call. Fermin back at first. Great effort by Johnson nonetheless, but that looked like that one found grass. Another look here. We'll slow it down a bit further. That's close. If he did get it, it would have been the extreme heel of the glove. Earl takes one. Oh, Green still runs at first. Fly ball deep left and crushed. Jose Barrera gives Memphis the lead. A 442-foot blast. They say it in basketball, we'll use it here. Ball don't lie. Barrera's swing doesn't either. Third home run in the game for Memphis. All seven runs in this game via homer. A ball towards short. Acosta lost the diamond for the second out. See how big that out call looms here the rest of the way. That would have been a three-run homer. Edwards in front either way, 4-3. Here's Cesar Prieto. Line drive, and that one touched grass. He's hit for Prieto. Cesar now 1-for-3. Here's Gavin Collins. Fly ball foul territory. Berry near the tarp. A little bit of a tough play. Hit the screen anyway. Gavin 0-for-2. Fly to center. Ground out to Shorey. Back pick, bringing it to a back stiff, or rather sliding head first. Pops up. Foul territory for Davis and De Los Santos. He makes the catch to end the inning. A two-run home run for Jose Barrera gives Memphis a 4-3 lead. We head to the seventh on Valley Sports Live. Thank you. Chris Roycroft on for the seventh inning, pitching with a lead. Second appearance at AAA of the year after starting the season on the Cardinals opening day roster. Jose Barrero's two-run shot put Memphis in front. .891 for Jacksonville, Pintar, Winkler, and Marcy. Swing and miss. Ground ball. Barrero going to have to sprint, so will Firmino cut it off. He'll throw. Into our 2-for-3, infield base hit. Ending in the third of clean work for Curtis Taylor. He did walk one, but did face the minimum, just four batters. Struck out one as well. See if Roycroft can roll a ground ball. Torres leadoff base hit. Jack Winkler here, ground out to short, and a strikeout so far. This game in the third and fourth, as that's outside. Reno on Winkler. Roycroft earned the win on Wednesday night, a 6-4 victory. Well, running that game on the sixth. Yes, that's ball four. First to reach. Tying run in scoring position. Lead run at first. Here's Jacob Marcy. He homered to dead center in the fifth. Jacksonville are going to try to get two to scoring position here. Oh, no. Puts the bunt down to Fermin. He'll have to hurry to first. Just able to get it out of his glove. Successful bunt for Jacob Marcy. Now the tying run in sacrifice territory. Sacrifice there goes 5-3 on the putout. Pintar to third. Winkler to second. There's Maximo Acosta, who's over 3. On the way, Redbirds have one challenge left. Only challenge so far for them this afternoon was Jose Barrero's second plate appearance. Barrero now 3-for-3 at the plate, 2 singles and a homer. 1-1. One and two. This would be a big strikeout if Runnercroft can get it. Troy Johnston, yes, a Redbirds killer on deck, but you can face him with two outs. Find a way to wiggle out of it. Two in scoring position with one away in the seventh. 1-2 pitch from Runnercroft is going away. Sinker at 97 miles an hour. Close to 0 for his last seven on the last 2 days, but did have an RBI ground out yesterday. Puts this one in the air out to right. Torres going to get behind the baseball. His throw is going to go to third smartly. The sack fly ties the game. The lead run stays at second base with two outs. 4-4. 10th RBI of the season for Acosta. Pintar scores from third. Winkler stays at second. Here's Johnston. Barrero, the pitching coach, going to go out for a mound visit. Redbirds fans, the Tennessee Education Lottery is proud to support your Memphis Redbirds and proud to have raised more than $7.7 billion to support education programs for students across the state of Tennessee. Our Marrero discussing the Troy Johnston scouting report on. He comes to the plate. Chance to give Jacksonville a lead right back. Jumbo Shrimp have been successful this week at scoring in the half inning after Memphis fights with some runs. Right here in the seventh, already the second time today alone they've done that. Two-run home run to tie the game in the fourth after Mason Wynn homer in the third. Tied the game again here on a sack fly after the Jose Barrero blast last half inning. Full shift on Johnston. Here comes the 2-0. Spine with it. Four seam fastball at 96. Johnston 3-for-18 this season with runners at scoring position. No extra base hits. Right-hander throwing now for Memphis in the bullpen in left center. Two and two count. Johnston, the three-hole man today for Jacksonville, can give them the lead with a hit. As Winkler runs at second base, 2-2 pitch with two away in the seventh. Swing and miss, strike three. Got him with a sinker. And that keeps us tied. Jacksonville does tie it. Sack fly for Maximo Acosta to bring home Andrew Pintar. Stretch time in Memphis. We're tied at 4.9-1-2 for Memphis, bottom 7, a tie game at 4, Torres, Mason Wynn, and Matt Kaperniak. 2 here against Roberts. Roberts pitched last inning. Allowed a 2-run home run. Memphis took a brief lead. Jacksonville tied in the top half. Bouncing ball towards short. Acosta. It's Torres by a half step, one away. Chance for Mason Wynn here. He's 2-for-3 with 2 solo homers and a strikeout. And takes one just off the plate, a cutter. God, I think they're going to stay away with off speed here. Loves to hit the fastball, and he can't hang anything breaking to him. Takes it low, a changeup. Another problem, though, you can't walk him because of his speed. Representing the lead run. Curveball gets in there, 2-1. See if Mason can hunt something. Game 2 of a rehab assignment. Hunt one, he did. Deep to right center. It's going to stay in the yard. Marcy makes the catch. That fly ball actually further than both of his home runs. 2 away. Here's Matt Kaperniak, looking for his first home run of the year. 4-3 today. Strikeout, fly to center, and a ground out to third. Inside. Four, five, and six for Jacksonville in the 8th. Start with Daniel Santos. Looks like a righty come in for Memphis. Check swing and field a third. Did not go. Redbirds have their two-hole man at the plate right now. Nobody on and two away. Here's the 3-1 pitch from Roberts. Fouls it off the screen, full count. Popped up. Playable on the left side. Shortstop Acosta calls everybody off and makes the catch. Redbirds go down in order in the seventh. We're tied at 4-7. Back for the top of the eighth in a moment. Roderick Munoz in the ball game. Pitch the top of the eighth inning, trying to keep us tied at four. Redbirds and Jumbo Shrimp in five of a six-game series. Glad you could join us. Alex Core with you here on Valley Sports Live and MLB.TV. Munoz in for Chris Roycroft. He allowed a run to tie the game. One inning of work. He allowed one hit. Walked one man. Sack bunt, sack fly, tied the game. So struck out one. Former Jumbo Shrimp Munoz fires a tapper down the third baseline off the bat of Elo Santos. Five and six for Jacksonville here. Los Santos 0 for 3. Hernandez on deck has reached all three times, and Navarrete after him 0 for on the day. One and two. Munoz, a brief stint up with the big club. Didn't start the year on the Memphis opening day roster. Three appearances with the Cardinals. He allowed three runs and 2 2/3 up there. Had some tough luck, though, because he allowed more runs than hits. Three total base runners allowed, all of them scored. Two to De Los Santos. Fly ball well hit center. Back goes Hellman. Sprinting back. Yeah, it's over the wall. Hellman crashed into the wall. Paverson De Los Santos gives the Jumbo Shrimp a lead. It's 5-4 here in the eighth inning. Homer of the season for De Los Santos, but now we check on Michael Hellman, who took a big wallop. Dan Martin, the trainer, up to check on him. Here's another look. Tried to go up and rob it and goes right shoulder and head first into the pad. It's the exact same spot as the home run from Jacob Marcy to make it 3-2 from back in the fifth inning. Martin's working on that right shoulder. There's some dirt on the right side of his face. Take some water. I give him a ball to see if he can throw. Ben Johnson gonna quick clean up the air. Better that they're looking at shoulder instead of the head, of course. Hellman looks like he's going to make the walk. With Dan Martin still kind of dangling that shoulder, he made the effort to try to rob the home run. And it looks like Ryan Vallade is going to grab the glove and go out and take his position. I hope Hellman's okay. We'll give you an update when we get one. And injury to the insole of the Davis and De Los Santos home run off of his former teammate, Ronnie Munoz. Lane will take his spot in center. Ryan will be due up fourth in the bottom of the eighth inning as the Redbirds will at least chase. Hellman gets a round of applause as he gets into and toward that third base dugout. Harry Berto Hernandez, he has a home run. 8 of the 9 runs scored today have scored via homer. The other is sack fly. Swing and miss. First home run of the season for Davis and De Los Santos. Came on a fastball against Ryder Munoz with 2 strikes. for one. Full count. This is Munoz's first appearance back down here at AAA. Last appeared for the Redbirds on April 8th at Nashville. That was the series opener at the Sounds. Fly ball left center field. This will be playable. Kopernyak calls off the lay. The left fielder makes the play. One down. Brian Navarrete, the catcher, is 0 for 3 with a strikeout. Hard on the ground and foul. If the Redbirds are unable to come from behind and win this game, it will be their first loss from the bullpen. Yes, he did. On appeal, Louis Krupa, the first base umpire, rings him up. 0-2. Update from Citi Field in New York. Mets lead the Cardinals 2-0. We're in the bottom of the eighth in that game. Thomas Sagesi continues his fantastic start to the season up there. He's 2-for-3 with two more doubles. Sagesi hitting .448 in big league action. One-two pitch from Munoz to Navarrete. Fly ball left field. Kopernyak sprinting back, runs parallel with the wall to make the catch. Jumbo Shrimp, some loud fly balls. One a home run to center. The other two flies to the glove of Matt Kopernyak. Two away in this eighth inning. Here's Jacob Berry. He has a single. Finds that one deep, but foul down the right field line. Pete Alonso just hit a home run to make it 3-0 Mets against the Cardinals. Swing and miss, good pitch. In two, good cutter in on the hands. As big a pull shift as you can have on a batter. For me, way off the line at third. Marrero playing right behind the second base back. Pop fly, foul territory. Souvenir. Nobody throwing in the Jacksonville bullpen. Looks like Roberts will have a chance for a third inning of work. The Shrimp will have an opener tomorrow before Jansen Junk makes his second appearance after he started in the loss on Tuesday. Redbirds have Sam Robertson going. Hard on the ground. Marvin Collins, a nice pick at first base. He wins the race to the bag. And that ends the top of the eighth. The Davis and De Los Santos homer to dead center. Now the difference in the game. It's 5-4 Jacksonville. Bottom eight. Redbirds have 2-3-4 coming up. Jose Fermin leads it off for Memphis, bottom eight. Austin Roberts still in the game for Jacksonville. He's tossed two innings. He's allowed two runs. Two-run home run from Jose Barrero. Also a single to Fermin. If Jose, the Jose's can replicate that. Redbirds now down a run. They took the lead on that home run from Barrero. Let's load in. One, two count on Fermin. Outside. Jacksonville bullpen, we told you how good they are. Earlier in the game, they came in with an ERA in the twos. They've lost just one game. Both starters today will get a no decision. Fly ball down the left field line. It is... Fermin, he's going to have a stand-up double to start the eighth. A lot of guys get jammed on that pitch. A cutter up and as far in as he can get it. He barreled 99 off that wall. Now Crooks can tie the game with a base hit. Fermin now 2-for-4. Crooks is single from the first inning. He's 1-for-3. Popped up. Johnston in left. That's not going to be deep enough or in the right spot to move the runner over. First out of the eighth inning. Here's Barrero, who homered his last time against Roberts. Barrero 3-for-3, two singles and the two-run shot. That was his second of the year, now has five runs batted in, a sixth ties the game here in the eighth. Up and away, it's a ball. Jacksonville still has two challenges. Memphis with one. Lead off double from Jose Fermin. Runs at second base. Right-hander tosses in the bullpen for the Jumbo Shrimp. One and one. Back-to-back fastballs. Caught that off the end of the bat. Right fielder Pintar calls everybody off to make the play. Two down. Here's Ryan Valle to make his first plate appearance. He came in on the injury replacement after the home run when Helmut ran into the wall. Let's see if Ryan can come up clutch and tie things up. Just need a base hit. Swing and miss. Big hack on a cutter. Wade is 7 for 15 with runners in scoring position this season. Oh, 2 hole. Jose Fermin doubled off the wall and left to strike this threat in the eighth. Memphis down a run. Good take. Leaves a cutter off the plate. Ball and two strikes. And Ryan Valle, the team leader in base hits. He has 16. RBI base hit yesterday. Takes it up and away. Same pitch, same result, 2-2. Slight pull shift on him. Toward the left side of the infield, the outfielders are shading opposite way. Bouncing ball toward second. Winkler on a couple of hops. Sidearm tosses. First and second. Tied at 5 and a lead run in scoring position. Put the ball in play. Winkler just got nothing on the throw. An unearned run. Oh, the Redbirds can take the lead, but it might be against a new pitcher. On visit here, and it will. A right-hander will come in from the Jacksonville bullpen to face Cesar Prieto. Redbirds have tied it here on the eighth. Back in a moment. Thank you. Right-hander from the pen is Christian Roa. He comes in with two outs in the eighth inning. The lead run in scoring position in Ryan Vallade. He reached on a throwing error from second baseman Jack Winkler. There's Cesar Prieto trying to give Memphis a lead. What a ball game it has been. Back and forth. Largest lead was 2-0. It hasn't been separated by more than a run since it was tied at 4 in the top of the fourth. Tied at 2, rather, in the top of the fourth. Upside corner strike, a splitter at 83. 1-1 count on Cesar, who singled his last time. He's 1-for-3 today. Having a really good series at the dish. Outside. Lane with solid speed and scoring position. Gotta think that he'd be sent home on a base hit, no matter how hard it's hit. Top of the zone, a strike. A splitter in there. 2-2.
No swing.
Prieto, 6-for-17 with runners in scoring position on the year. At least put one in play. 2-2. Bouncing ball. Another chance for Winkler. Fading away. Sidearm throw. And just enough time for Barry to leap, make the catch, and come down back on the bag. Redbirds tie the ball game. It's tied at 5. We head to the ninth. And here on Valley Sports Live.5-5, top of the ninth. Andre Munoz trying to keep it right there and give the offense a chance to score one and walk it off for the first time in 2025. In the bottom half, 8-9-1 for Jacksonville due up here. Bingtrier takes a strike of the corner. And Jacksonville has both of their challenges left. The Redbirds have one. Munoz allowed a solo home run, then retired the next three last inning. Missed a slow sinker. Pintar 2-for-3, an infield single his last time. It was against Redcroft in the seventh. He later scored. And tied the game at 4. Back and forth. Edwards were up 2-0 after 3, down 3-2 after the top of the fifth. Memphis up 4-3 after 6. Tied at 4 after 7, down 5-4 after the top of the eighth, now tied at 5. Nobody throwing for Memphis, a 3-1 count to the leadoff man in the ninth inning. Here's the pitch for Munoz. Good miss. Good sinker at 95. Full count. Pintar, Winkler, and Marcy. 3-2 up for Jacksonville. Full count pitch. Dang, and that's strike three. Got him with the cutter. Electric stuff for Munoz. One down. There's Winkler. A walk. Otherwise 0 for 2. Strikeout and ground down. Inside corner. You're starting to lock in here. I want to face Marcia, who's on deck with nobody on and two out. Swing and miss, the slider low, 0-2. Strike three, gets away from Crooks. He'll have to throw to first. Back-to-back pins. To start the ninth for Munoz. Edwards have not played an extra inning game yet this season. Munoz through his ninth unscathed. He can secure that being the worst possible outcome. They can head to the ninth time. That's deposited down the line and right. This could be extra bases. Marcy can really run. Relay comes in. He stops with a stand-up double. Lead run in scoring position for the two-hole hitting Maximo Acosta, who has an RBI today and 10 on the season. Importance of getting the first two in this inning to face Marcy with nobody on. He's now 2-for-4 with a homer, sack bunt, and double in his last three plate appearances. Acosta sack fly his last time. Three outs in the air, one on the ground on his day. Good pitch, a slider for a strike. Munoz above 30 on the pitch count. Garcia at second, his second double of the year. Yes, he did. 0-2. This one should not be in the zone. Cutter and slider have been filthy for Munoz. And he get a close to fishing. Maximo calls time. Redbirds will have 8, 9, and 1, two up in the ninth. Including the spot, Mason wins. Swing and miss. Hit strike three. Munoz strikes out three in the ninth and strands a two-out double. The Redbirds can walk it off for the first time this season when we come back. All tied at five, bottom of the ninth inning. Matt Bouchard in for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Red Bridge trying to score against him. Something nobody has done this season. If they can, they'll walk it off. Gavin Collins leads it off, followed by Brian Torres and Mason Wynn. Mason does have a bat and helmet on in that third base dugout. Collins 0 for 3, just trying to find a way on. Inside for a ball. Short, two-thirds of an inning in the series opener on Tuesday. Upstairs. Mike Antico warming up the legs. Likely pinch run if Gavin Collins can find a way. To reach base. Top of the zone, a strike with a slider. It's two balls and one strike. Gavin would have challenged it. He would have won. Would have been 3-0. Instead, it's 2-1. Texas swing. Field to first. Did not go. Three balls and a strike on the Redbird first baseman. Slide to center. Grounded to short and popped to third. Check swing, and they say he did. Didn't even appeal. Collins doesn't know it yet. How do you not appeal in that situation? Full count. If Collins can reel it back in. Full count pitch. Popped up. Pitcher Bouchard caught off by De Los Santos. He makes the catch. That's a tough plate appearance from Gavin Collins. He had a pitch called a strike that was not. No ask for help on a check swing. Evan Button, the home plate umpire, know about it on the way back to the dugout. One away in the ninth. Here's Torres. He's 0 for 3. Found a way. Torres, two flies to left and a ground ball to short. And Los Santos playing in on the grass. Fly ball right center field. Get out. Hit it. Torres, thinking second. The three. Winning run is position for Mason Wynn. On visit coming, And Johnson thinking, looking at the lineup card, do I want to run Mike Antico or Brian Torres with one out in this inning? Or do I want to save Antico for whoever will be the runner placed at second for a would-be 10th? Torres, a good runner at second. Win so far today. Home run to left in the first and the first pitch. Home run to left in the third. A strikeout in the fifth. And a fly ball to deep center in the seventh inning. Third baseman De Los Santos is back at third. So if Wynn can walk it off on a rehab assignment. In the air to right center. This one's not going to be deep enough to move the runner. Two away. Torres will draw a throw. It comes down to Matt Kapernia. Last season, remember Nick Dunn was struggling to start the year. Average right around the same mark that Kaepernick has right now. And then he hit a walk-off home run here against Jacksonville to absolutely unlock him. See if that can happen here for Kaepernick. He'll just need a base hit. Fly ball pretty deep to left. Johnston is from second to Kaepernick, knocks it off with a double. The first walk-off win of 2025 is that the key that twists the lock and solves the Scooby-Doo mystery for Matt Kaepernick. Redbirds take game five of the six-game series. They secure at least a series split. Their first come-from-behind win in the seventh inning or later on the year. A perfect Saturday afternoon at the ballpark. The 10th win of the season and 7th here at home. Redbirds improved to 10-8. Jacksonville falls to 14-6. One more game tomorrow. Easter Sunday here at the ballpark. The 105 first pitch. Pre-game right here on Valley Sports Live at 1 o'clock. Thank you so much for joining us on this Saturday afternoon from downtown Memphis. For our entire crew, Alex Boyle saying, see you tomorrow. Yeah. That's it.